North and South.
Hey, is Emil in?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Emil, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
What bank?
The Bank of Cardiff. You probably don't remember, we spoke a couple months ago about some of our programs, our equipment financing and working capital, but you said to follow up towards the end of the year here, so that's what I'm doing, just giving you a call, seeing how business has been.
Terrible.
Oh, no, what's going on? What happened?
I don't know. I wish I knew.
Is this something that's kind of been the trend in the industry right now?
I think so.
Oh, what are you guys doing to kind of offset this slow time? Is there anything different that you're doing? Because last time we spoke, you said that, you know, it was slow, but I think you're saying now it's even worse.
No, it's not any better, that's for sure.
Okay, what are you guys doing to get through the slow time, though? You have to, like, cut back on people, maybe take on less projects?
Well, we haven't had to do that yet, but we certainly... watching how we're spending our money.
Right. All right. I definitely would see how that, you know, can affect the business model and you know, where you guys put your money and how you're using it. Is there a time of the year where you guys do look at, you know, the finances of the business, maybe evaluate when you need to bring on equipment or need some extra cash on hand? Because to kind of refresh your memory, we have you already pre-approved for equipment financing and working capital for the $250,000.
Yeah, right.
Well, could you use that money for any possible reason, for any way?
No, we are right in that respect. But as far as investment goes, obviously, we'd like to invest. But, you know, right now, it just doesn't justify bringing in equipment and have to work when you don't have to work.
Of course.
We just lie in low to see. Hopefully, things will change around. Maybe after this election or something, things will happen.
Yeah, I you know, interesting that you say that. I mean, have you been looking at a piece of equipment? I mean, could a new piece of equipment maybe generate some more revenue for you guys?
Not really.
No, you don't have it. You don't have anything.
Right now, I got all the equipment we need for the work that we have.
So it's more along the lines of possibly trying to grow the business by sourcing out new customers, right?
We have a lot of customers. It's just that all of our customers are slow. We didn't lose any customers. We have a good base of customers, but it's just everybody's slow.
So they're the ones that aren't putting in any orders right now, huh?
No, they're putting orders in, but it's not not like it used to be. You know, quantities were greater, and the orders are obviously not back to back. So when they slow down, we slow down.
Now, Emil, kind of refresh my memory here because we spoke a couple months ago, but do you guys service a particular industry or do you guys, you know,
job shop? We're a job shop, right.
Okay. And are most of your customers, I guess I would ask, other businesses or are they like consumers that come to you?
No, not really. Mostly other businesses. We don't deal with individuals. Just
okay.
Industry and in the manufacturing area where they may need parts that they sell or generate for their products.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Now, when you run into these other businesses, what do their typical payment terms look like? Do you offer net 30, net 60, net 90?
Yeah, no, 30 days.
Always 30? So you never run into cash flow problems while waiting for the payment?
Not lately. I mean, we're doing all right, but we haven't been in a pinch.
That's good. That's good. How long have you guys been in business?
Since 1990.
Wow. Wow, that is a long time. You guys have definitely been established within your community.
Yeah, we've got a good footing here.
That's good. No, I'm glad to hear. You know, that's why I kind of wanted to just touch base with you, see how everything was going. Are you guys maybe on track to doing well in sales? Like, are you guys up or down from last year? How's that looking?
Well, I mean, obviously our sales are down because our customers are slow, and that's who we cater to.
Mm-hmm. So, do you see anything, you know, kind of picking up after the election?
Not really. Well, not at this time. I mean, we're... I don't see anything between now and the end of the year. I don't see any improvement.
Yeah. A lot of my customers who are in the machine shop and manufacturing industry say pretty much the same thing. I got a lot of customers out in Ohio and Pennsylvania, and they're saying that, you know, they should pick up, but it's going to take a little time now. Exactly. And over here on my end, Emil, like in regards to financing and the financial industry, to kind of give you, I guess, a little friendly advice, like even my potential clients some, you know, friendly reminders and a little food for thought. But what's going on now within the election? Of course, every, you know, election year seems to bring some sort of stagnant growth to the business. So nothing's really going on, right, in terms of an expansion within the industry. It's kind of slowed down. Election years bring that. But what I've been telling my customers is that when a new branch of government comes in, so when a new presidency comes in and the entire office is changed, what's going to happen is the Federal Reserve is going to start to increase interest rates. It's only natural. It's bound to happen.
Right.
And it's going to happen right after this election, especially with the new office. And what that does in turn is obviously a trickle-down effect. The trickle-down effect is going to come down to the smaller banks, the bigger banks, the local banks, any financial institution who happens to lend out money. They're going to have to start increasing their interest rates. So the friendly advice that I've been giving my clients is that in order to prepare yourself for anything in the future, they're trying to lock in rates right now just so that they can have, you know, something to play around with, something that they can look at just in case you have maybe something on your wish list that you would like to bring on, or if you are looking at possibly, you know, maybe taking out a small business loan or anything along those lines. I've been kind of familiarizing myself with my clients and telling them that it's something to consider at least before year's end.
I would rather not commit myself on any kind of a loan at this time.
Okay. No, I was just, you know, giving a friendly, you know, food for thought right there. It's just something to consider in case you have been possibly looking into something, whether if you need some extra cash on hand or you were looking at that, you know, new CNC machine you've always wanted to get.
I'd rather sit back and see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a problem either. It's always sometimes a good choice to possibly just wait it out and see, you know, if the industry starts picking back up, which it should be right now, which it really should be. Towards the end of the year here, and especially within my industry and the research reports that are provided to the public, it shows that manufacturing is starting to pick up. It's growing slowly at a very slow rate, around 1% or 2% every quarter or so, which isn't, you know, enough to justify, I guess, going out on a spending spree, but it's enough to at least have a little faith back in the system, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope so.
But yeah, I just wanted to give you a call, kind of just touch base with you, see how everything's going on. How about I do this, Emil? I know financing isn't at the top of your priority list. I know you got to worry about some other things right now. But if I shot you over an email with my contact information, and if something ever arose in the time being, you can give me a call and see if there's something we can do to help out.
You have my email address?
I just have the general one. It's just the info@one. Is that still the best way to reach you?
Yeah.
Okay. I will. I'll reshoot over my contact information.
Okay.
You can put me in a little file over there, and if something does come up, reach out, give me a call. I'm sure that we can work something out.
Okay, my friend.
All right. Yeah. Is there maybe a time like you want me to follow up? Maybe in January, just see how everything's going. If you have plans for the new year.
No. Right now, yeah. You can call me back to see if anything changed.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I'd love to, you know, talk a little more business with you and just see how everything's going.
Okay, my friend.
All right, Emil. You take care, all right? Good talking to you.